you've ever seen the movie Con Air, you know that high-risk prison inmates are sometimes moved around the country on charter flights. It turns out the state of Washington has its own version of Con Air. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the News Tribune of Tacoma.
In the movie Con Air, inmates hijack a plane flying them to prison.
Welcome to Con Air.
In real life, prisoner transports sound more like this. This is a Washington State Patrol King Air taking off. Often, this twin-engine plane flies the governor. But on January 3, 2013, two Department of Corrections lieutenants headed to a tiny Northern California town. They were picking up a former Washington prison inmate who was on probation when he killed his girlfriend in Spokane and fled to California. Tony Callahan, who's now serving 20 years for that murder, recalls the day he was flown.
Basically, I was shackled and cuffed.
And warned.
They said that they didn't, you know, want any crap out of me, is what they said.
He calls the experience kind of bizarre.
Here's this elaborate plane just to come and get, you know, me. And I was, and they said, well, we do this all the time.
Records show that between January of 2013 and September of 2016, the Washington Department of Corrections used State Patrol planes 9 times to transport 14 inmates. Some trips were to move problematic inmates to out-of-state prisons, but most flights were to pick up probation violators who had fled the state. The longest and most expensive King Air flight we found was to Florida in 2014 to pick up 2 probation violators. That round trip cost taxpayers $34,000.
We know it's more expensive for us.
That's David Flynn, who oversees inmate transportation for the Washington Department of Corrections. He says the state is legally obligated to retrieve probation violators, but usually they're brought back on commercial flights.
However, when we've gone through a thorough screening and we think there's a potential risk for the community, we err on the side of caution.
That means taking a private charter or the state-owned King Air. These flights are generally reserved for inmates deemed dangerous or mentally ill.
The potential for having something serious happening on a commercial flight, that exists, and that's the reason that we use King Air.
We checked with the Oregon Department of Corrections to find out if it charters planes to transport inmates. The answer was no. Inmates are moved by ground or commercial air, and sometimes by U.S. Marshals. So what happens when Washington probation violators are flown home? In the cases we reviewed, most of the inmates spent less than a month behind bars before they were released again. The Department of Corrections says that's because they've done their time, but not their probation. The reason for flying them home is to get them back on active supervision. The department first started flying inmates aboard State Patrol planes in the late 1970s or early 80s. There was one hair-raising flight years ago. Jim Thatcher, now retired, remembers moving 3 prison gang leaders to Tennessee when one of the plane's engines flamed out over Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
And we instantly dropped several hundred feet.
Thatcher says the pilots managed to land the crippled aircraft, but it took a week to get a new engine.
We were stuck in a small town with 3 of the most dangerous folks that we had.
Thatcher says the local sheriff came to the rescue and put the inmates up in his jail for free. In the decades that prisoners have been flown, we're told there's never been an escape. One retired State Patrol pilot says he used to issue a pre-flight warning, act up, and he'd depressurize the plane. He says he never had a problem. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.